Hello everyone. It's been a while since we chatted. You know something? I realized that everyone is looking for an answer in their lives. They're going everywhere they can to find that answer. Some go to religion, some go to a medium, some go to read their cards, cups, and some travel to find the answers. I remember when I was a little kid, I used to look out in the sky and look at the stars. And all the stars that I looked at, I always wonder which star would give me the answer that I needed. I used to pick a star and I would ask a question and I would wait for that star to give me an answer. Sometimes I would even look at myself and wonder, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Because I also was looking for an answer. We all look for ways out, one way or the other. We listen to other people. We want to believe everything that everyone is sharing. But sometimes it's hard to believe. And it is because we look and we say, no, that person is crazy. That person has no idea what they're talking about. And as a little girl, I would always wonder, but the answers that I was looking for. It's not like going to school and you have a math problem and you have a teacher to help you to solve that problem. They also went to school to learn. Everybody goes to school to learn. And we go to school to learn to survive in so many ways. Knowing our history, knowing our science, knowing our math. But what about us? What about the answers that we're still longing for? And as a little girl, I used to always wonder, where do people get their answers? And then I got to realize that they get it one way. One of the ways they get it is life experience, pain, anguish, hurt, trauma, fear, scared, confused, frightened, hiding, running. Because that's how many people learn the value of their experience. Sometimes we have to go through so much to learn from our mistakes also, for the choices that we make. And then we get to find the answers. Why I did what I did, and what was the reason, and what was the purpose. You get to learn these things. And then some will learn by other people's experience. That's the smart person. We think that we have to go through everything to understand. But it's not true. Just by seeing other people's pain and anguish and what they go through, we can have compassion. We can never feel, what they went through, unless we go through it ourselves. But you realize that you don't want to feel that pain, that anguish, that hurt, or feel that anger, or feel that hatred, or even feel revenge at the same time. But still, what about other answers that we need? Growing up, I started to learn that I couldn't believe in people too much. And I couldn't believe in the system, even science. Because just like everybody holds secrets. And secrets that cannot be told or cannot be heard. But I always was very curious about the stars, the moon, the clouds, the sky. What was out there hiding that we couldn't see? I remember when I started to hear voices and I started to get answers and I started to learn more. I don't ask for anyone to believe in me. I don't want anyone to believe in me because I believe in myself. What I want is people to believe in themselves. Believe that they have the gifts that they need. Believe that you are powerful, you're great, you're special, and you're a genius. How you choose to use that, that's up to you, negative or positive. The voices I always heard was always positive. It taught me so much, and I taught my students. And I always told my students, don't believe anything I say. Believe in what you see. For you are the truth of your truth. And that's what humans lack of. Truth. Their truth. Everybody wants everybody else's truth. They want the truth of the Bible. The Bible, that's the story. That's their truth. You can't have people's truth. You have to have your own truth. And that's what humans are missing. Their truth. That's why it's important to know who and what you are, to know your truth, to know your purpose, to understand why you're here on this earth. What is it that you need to fulfill? What do you need to make you happy? I tell my students that we can be happy, but happy to the end of time? No, because we live in a world that carries pain, hurt, trauma, confusing, lies, betrayal, hurt, but you still can find happiness. But if we don't know who and what we are, and we don't believe in ourselves and trust ourselves, then how can we find happiness and understanding within ourselves? Because everyone carries their own answers inside of them. You all have the answers that you need. You just never thought that it was possible or that you were that special and that important, because the world, the society, the people made you think that you're not. Everybody else is capable, but not you, because someone has to be in charge. And to know that everyone is in charge of their own life and their own destiny and their own joy and happiness and freedom, it's too much for a person to take, and society doesn't want you to know. So you wrap yourself in looking for those answers in every way possible. And all the time, the answers has always been with you. You have the wisdom, you have the knowledge. It's there. But everyone wants to be in control. Everyone wants to be powerful. So the human beings go out there and look for the answers, when all they have to do is look in a mirror and find those answers. Does it happen 1, 2, 3? Of course not. It takes time. Just like when you enter preschool and you started to learn the basics. By the time you went to kindergarten, you knew more because you learned more. That's how you learn about yourself, starting the basics. As you all know, I am a spiritual teacher, and people ask me, where do the voices come from? And I think I said it before, I used the word spirits, because spirits can be from anywhere. A great deal of my students believe that it comes from UFO. And others believe it comes from a different identity. And then there's those that believe that it comes from the spirits. I can't actually say where it comes from. It's just strange and weird. But I like the word spirit, because the world and the universe is so big. There are so many spirits there. My favorite thing as a little girl was to look at stars. Because I believe that stars gives you energy. It's where you go to get your energy. That's how strong the star is. I was taught so much by the spirits, even though sometimes I question it myself. But I've learned to appreciate it. I learned to be grateful. I learned to be thankful. I learned to be humble. And I'm so glad that I chose to follow my journey, even though it wasn't easy, because it wasn't. But I have learned how to find all the answers I need, and even more. And I've learned that I never stop learning. Even when I pass and make the transition, I'm still learning. Everything in life is about learning and growing. Some go to tragic trauma, so many bad things. Believe me, I understand that. But we have a choice. Do we allow those things to destroy us? Or do we allow ourselves to become strong and realize that everything in life and time will pass, no matter how hurtful it is. Because death, as much as we suffer losing someone we love, that also will pass. And maybe for a lot of you it's easy said than done, but it's not. But you have to be strong enough and willing to find the answers that you need. And it's also important to take those answers and make peace with it so you can feel free. And that is one of the greatest feelings to have, is to feel free. And I wish everyone can feel it. Even if we're sick and we're dying, you can still feel free. Because when you know you follow your purpose, you follow your journey, there's such a peace that comes into you. And you're not afraid. And I wish everyone can feel that. Because we have to look forward to the next journey and adventure that we're going to have. This is not the end. It's just the beginning. And that's why I teach my students to find their answers, to know that they have the capacity to find those answers within themselves and to be free of anything that holds you. Religion holds you. Everything, beating cups, cards, anything that you have to be constantly going to holds you. And you're not here to be held or control. You're here to be free. And that's what I teach, freedom and independence. I teach my students to stand up on their own, to not be afraid of what they believe within themselves, and never be afraid to share their truth, and not allowing anyone to control them. The only person that should control that you is you. You know, I still look up in the sky. When I lived in New York, I didn't see much stars. But now that I'm in Arizona, I see so much stars. In some ways, I feel like I'm kind of home again, following the stars, how they bright out, how I feel the energy of it. Those are things that are free, but you don't have to pay for it. Finding your own answers, you don't have to pay for it. Learning about yourself, you don't have to pay for it. It's not about money. It's about time, being patient, giving yourself that, allowing yourself to learn and grow, and allowing no one to take you away from your journey because you know that you mattered. And not in a conceited way, neither, but in a way that it makes you feel good. Because, you know, I want you to test yourself. I want you to do something small that you know it's not right, and do it. And tell me if you don't feel kind of bad about it. And then do something that makes you feel good and feel that feeling of feeling good. So you see, you already telling yourself that by doing the other thing makes you feel bad, so why do it? And by doing the good thing, it makes you feel good, so why not do it? And at that moment, you found an answer. It's not difficult. Though you think it is, but it isn't. The most beautiful thing about life is feeling free, and that doesn't cost money. We live in a society where we all have to work. Well, you guys have to work and pay bills. Well, I do too, because that's the only way we can survive. But how about feeling free, where you can just sit somewhere and feel that freedom? And it doesn't cost you money to do it. Just sitting there, feeling it. And then go wherever you want to go. You see, people question, which I understand. When something is free, there's always a clink to it because it's impossible. And I do agree. Because I remember when my students were come for the first time to see me. And they couldn't believe that I didn't charge. And they felt there's something to it. But as they spend time and even years, they realize that there was no clinch. And they realize that everything they did for themselves didn't cost them anything. It didn't cost thousands of dollars. It didn't cost them tidings. It didn't cost their home, their cars, their clothes. All it cost was their time and realizing how important and special they are and being patient and willing to learn and grow. That's all it cost them. But you see, that is the hardest thing for a human to give, because they all rather pay their way through, because that's the way your mind is set and is controlled. And again, I get when people question if something is free, and they should. But if you know in time that a person is trying to harm you, you know what's right and wrong. You're smart enough to know who will take advantage of who's using you or who's really helping you. No different than you have a friend, and there's one that likes to take advantage and the other one is really sincere. That's how you know. I hope you give yourself an opportunity to learn and grow. It only takes your time, your patience, and allow yourself to learn your truth. Because you see, you can't have my truth. I work too hard for my truth, and it's mine's. And you need to work for your truth. So I'll repeat this again, as I tell those that come for the first time. You are not here to believe in the things I say. You are here to believe in the things you see within you. Think about it. Are you worth a great deal? Do you matter? Are you special? Are you a genius? The only one that can answer that for you is you. Are you really a good person? Or are you trying to imitate a good person? Are you a bad person thinking that being nasty or being cruel, it's the right way also, because you won't get hurt? You see, these are your truth and how you feel and how things make you feel. You're the only one that can open that gate, and the key that you carry to open it is you, because you've been carrying that key from the moment you enter this earth. So if you choose to open that door with the key and you think that you, again, are worth it, then open that door and give yourself that chance. You've given yourself many chances. Why not give this one that is worth for yourself?